The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Monday of the second week in Ordinary Time. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving were important practices of Jewish piety. They remain so today for the Jew as well as for the Christian. In Jesus' time, Jews were only required to fast once a year, but among the devout, more was expected. Pharisees and their disciples fasted twice a week, according to the Gospel of Luke, and the followers of John the Baptist also adopted a generous regimen of fasting. Why? Well, because fasting was considered conducive to atonement for sins. It was a means of expressing mourning and sorrow. It was a form of supplication, a petition before God. It was also a means of expressing gratitude. So when the Pharisees note that Jesus' disciples don't seem to be fasting, they bring it to the Lord's attention. St. Mark says, and this is from chapter 2, verses 18 to 22, "People came to Jesus and objected, 'Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?' Jesus answered them, 'Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day.'" People noticed that Jesus and his disciples were acting differently than those who were considered devout, and this confused them. What we do gets noticed. And while we shouldn't alter our behavior simply to give a certain appearance, that could easily lead to hypocrisy, we should be mindful that our behavior can either help or harm other believers. We want to give a good example, but even more, we want to be good. Giving a good example should never be an empty show or a self-conscious act, but the overflow of a life rooted in God, something completely natural. And for Jesus, this was a moment to teach. He reminds the crowd that fasting has its place, but then so does rejoicing. One of the principal reasons for fasting among Christians is that it cultivates self-control. Without mastery of the self, a person cannot easily reject temptation and resist sin. By fasting, which is a form of self-denial, of learning to say no to ourselves, we learn to dominate our passions and be more firmly directed by our will. I mean, this is an important spiritual principle. If we are plagued by habitual sin, for example, trying to develop self-mastery in other areas of our lives is a means of training our wills to reject the desires of our passions, even when they're directed to good things, so that when we are tempted, we have the experience of being able to say no. For example, getting up in the morning at the first sound of the alarm rather than lingering in bed is a form of self-denial, a fast from additional rest. Giving up a small amount of food or drink, for example, not putting sugar in the coffee or delaying a drink of water when we're thirsty, these things are things that no one else will notice. They're so small, but they can help us to grow in self-mastery. Because when you think about it, if we can't say no to ourselves when it is easy, how will we be able to say no to temptation when it is hard? But in addition to fasting, the Lord wants us to feast as well. On certain days, we should postpone fasting and sacrifice and learn to celebrate God's blessings. For example, it would be odd to fast on Christmas Day or on Easter, likewise on other liturgical solemnities. Nor should our fasting ever draw undue attention to ourselves, because the purpose of our self-denial is to purify our desires and not to attract the attention of others. Jesus says that when he is gone from this earth, then his disciples will fast. Is that true for us? This new year gives us the opportunity to examine our spirit of sacrifice and self-denial, to renew our search for self-mastery, so that we can serve God more fully and joyfully. God bless you.